I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. I am the Good Shepherd. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. But I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The theme is on becoming sheep, but also with a reference from the second reading from John's first letter. It's strange that in today's readings we are called God's children now, who will eventually, as John says, be like him. But in the gospel we are called sheep. What's the connection between the two? Perhaps the link is in what Jesus says in the gospel. He is the good shepherd who knows his own sheep, just as they know him, even those outside the fold. He lays down his life for the sheep. The sheep hear his voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The setting is important here. Chapter 10 is a crucial point in the Gospel of John. The opposition to Jesus and the threat to his life are intensifying. The authorities are looking for ways to destroy him and are starting to persecute his followers. The man born blind is thrown out of the synagogue for witnessing to the healing power of Jesus. The people are divided between those who hear his voice and those who refuse, between those who accept Jesus and those who reject him. I think we all have traditional images of a peaceful countryside, but in Jesus' time the setting was a violent and unsafe place where shepherd and sheep were under constant threat from thieves and wild animals. Their safety depended on their recognizing the voice of the shepherd. That same voice calls to us in our violent and dangerous landscape. Being attentive to their voice, the voice that one can trust, is very important, especially when there are so many other voices promising different kinds of salvation. We are, in truth, saved as a flock, altogether, not as a special elite group. And included in that flock are some we do not even know. They are those who hear the voice of the shepherd, but at a different pitch. For all of us respond to that voice like sheep. Like sheep is a phrase that's often used to describe an unthinking response, but ours is far from that. In one of his homilies in the 4th century, the great St. John Chrysostom, Bishop of Constantinople, both warns us and encourages us. He writes, "So long as we continue to behave as sheep, we are victorious. Even if 10,000 wolves surround us, we conquer and are victorious. But the moment we become wolves, we are conquered, for we lose the help of the shepherd. He is the shepherd of sheep, not of wolves. If he leaves you and goes away, it is because you do not allow him to show his power." These are his words. "Do not be troubled that I sent you out in the midst of wolves and tell you to be like sheep. I could have prevented you being the victims of wolves and made you fiercer than lions, but I chose a better way." That better way is his own way. For our shepherd is also the lamb who was slain, the one who lays down his life for others. And this is the connection between being called sheep and being like him. When we attend to this, hear his voice, become sheep, and follow him, then we shall be like him.